Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, welcome to Over the Rainbow Show with your host Bob Brown on Wednesday, 27th of April 2016 at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 12 o'clock Pacific Time and 8 p.m. UK Time. And to all our listeners from around the world, the number to ring the show is 347-539-5367 and from the UK, 001-347-539-5367. And the chat room is open. We're having a bit of a problem trying to get Lorraine on tonight. I've been trying to ring her. Unfortunately, there's something gone wrong with the number tonight. I don't know. I'm trying to work it out. So just bear with me about 5 minutes and I'll try and work it out. Well, we'll try again. 3, 4, 7, 9, 2, 6. Right. I know why. Well, we'll try again. I'm going to work this out. 3, 4, 5, 9, 2, 6, 9, 2, 6, 6, 6, 1, 2, 3. Sure we're going to be on in a minute. Sorry about this, we're just having a lot of problems tonight linking up. Still having a few problems. We'll get back to you in a minute. Channel's not working as well. Sounds really nice. We're having a few technical problems. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello, Vando. We're having a problem. I've been trying to get Lorraine on the show, and we're having a bit of a problem tonight.
Okay. Well,
no problem.
While here. I'm getting prepared to travel, so just wanted to tune in a little bit today.
Yes. I know. I know you are. But never mind. Oh. Never mind. So how's it going?
I'm doing good. It's just a lot of fast movement here in America. And, you know, I'm culture shock because I've been in Germany so long. And,
yes.
You know, just the difference, you know, in how everybody do what they do. I'm working
so
with it. Getting better.
I know you've been, I know I listened to your show on Tuesday night. Talking about this prevention that you're doing with suicide and all like that. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yesterday, you talking about yesterday's show?
Yes.
Yeah, that was with the Light of Truth Center. And the Light of Truth
right.
Center is, it's a program that help women who are getting off of drugs and help them to get back into society and help them to get maintained. And Vail Leonard is the founder of it. And they're doing a lot of great work. And, you know, like Vail said, recovery is a change of ideas and a change of perspective. You know, once we change the way we see things, the things we see will change. And so it don't happen overnight. We all know that because of our own process, whether it's been drugs or alcohol or food or, you know, addiction to thinking, all kinds of stuff. You know, so, you know, when they look at a drug addiction as a disease and not a criminal activity, it makes it a smoother transition for people rather than for you to think that you're such a bad person, you're like a criminal, you know, the things you've had to do for drugs. I know, been there, done that. So the treatment program can, you know, help remove the drugs from the body, but they can't supply people with the skills that they may never have mastered. So that's what Vail Leonard's program does. It helps people to come into a new place within themselves. And she has a couple of houses, and they have educational programs. They have many functions for the women. This one house that I went to in Patterson Park, and both of the houses are really established and in place beautifully. But the one I went to in Patterson Park was like a mini mansion. And the women come into an environment. Yeah, they get to come into a loving environment. They get to come into an environment that helps establish them, no matter if they have to stay a year or if they have to stay 6 months or whatever it is. At least they've had a taste of what it means to actually love yourself and what it means to actually come and allow yourself to be worked with and to allow yourself to change that everybody needs to make. All of us need to make changes, you know, every day. You're making changes now.
It must be very difficult when you first go into rehab. And, you know, you must be frightened. You must think, oh, I'm not going to do this. I don't know if I'm going to last out. I don't know if I'm going to do this. It must be very difficult.
Well, you know, it is very difficult. Now, like I said, I've been there, done that 20 years. Vail had 22 years, and I've been clean since October 31st, 1984. And for me, it was a different situation. A lot of people go into a program and things like that. For me, it was just having an experience with God in my bedroom, but I had gone through the struggle from 79 to 84. So by going through that struggle, that also let me know that it's still not easy. And it's not easy for anybody that's coming off of any kind of addictions. You know, I see some women, they're 300 men, 400 pounds, and they could tell you they had to work really hard. And the biggest thing is they had to make a choice. I don't want this anymore. And that's the biggest thing. You know, you can go back and forth, back and forth. You can diet, you can change the way you eat, this, that, and the other. But if you are not clear that I don't want this anymore. Once you're clear about that, that's the process.
You know, Vanda, what made you change and what made you want to go into rehab?
Well, I was tired of, doing heroin, cocaine. You know, I was tired of things I had to do it, you know, to get it. You know, and basically, when you're not loving yourself, of course, you know, you're gonna go through a lot of changes anyway. And so I wasn't good enough, wasn't worthy enough, you know. And it's an ongoing process, though. Process of affirming yourself every day, loving yourself every day. But what about the program for the Light of Truth Center is that they support the women. They support them and getting their lives together. They have one-on-one support, everyday support. They're living in there and everything. They're eating in there. You know, they teach them how to eat together as women every day, you know, to take time, sit down, have dinner together, to dialogue. You know, a lot of things that we don't know how to do when we've been out there because we have these behavior patterns. And so what this system does with the Light of Truth Center is it takes the people into learning a new behavior pattern. And that's very important. And even with us, I'm off, been off since 1984, but I still had to work with my, you know, my personality or my behavior or my thinking, or, you know, that thinking gets in the way. And so it's a lot that we have to work on, but as a drug addicted person, it's really difficult. And even after I got off the drugs, I was still struggling with the cigarettes for about 9 months. Then I got off the cigarettes. Then I changed my diet because I realized a lot of stuff I was eating was keeping me down and keeping me not feeling good and my weight not right.
Yes.
So it's a lot that we have to do. Now, other people, everybody don't do this. Now, this is just my process, and like I said yesterday, I'm not trying to tell anybody how to do it. Everybody's different. But for me, once I got off the drugs, I didn't want to be hooked on nothing. That means no TV. You know what I mean? No TV, no coffee, no caffeine, because my body can't take it. I feel like I just had a shot of something. For me, it feels like that because I, the cocaine. So my heart goes boom.
Vanda, when you come down on drugs, what's it like for the first week?
It's terrible. It's terrible. You feel horrible. You don't feel like you belong. You don't feel like you can make it. You don't feel good. You don't feel good at all. And you feel like you need something if you're going to continue to live. Now,
yes.
I had that several times because I didn't get off right away. I would try and get off. So I've been on methadone, and I've had, I had to go into a program, where I stayed there. But I still went back. But when I had the experience with the Great Spirit in my bedroom, October 31st, 1984, I didn't have to have nothing. I just had an experience, and it all emptied out of my body. It emptied out of my mind, emptied out of my psyche, emptied out of everything. But then afterwards, I was totally free. I didn't need a program, didn't need no methadone or anything. That's my process, because I had been going to church, and I had been replacing, things with something else. I've been replacing it, maybe I could say, with the word of God, replacing it by being around other Christians and things like that. So that's what happened to me. I went in 79. Now I didn't get clean to 84. So, it still had to take root in me. But a lot of people still go to 12 steps, and they have to go. You have to keep replacing it and keep replacing something with something better, something more positive. And that's what happens, and this is why the Light of Truth Center is there, because they're there to continue to instill in you every day you are somebody. Every day you are loved. Every day you are capable of being free, And so this is what the Light of Truth Center does. And some women stay there a year. They stay there 2 years. And as you heard Leonard say yesterday, they even leave, and then they come back as a house manager or something like that. So it's like each month, teach one kind of, program, and we support each, just support each other. So that's the beauty of the Light of Truth Center. And I'm glad you asked me about that, because they have a big program, and anybody want to get involved can go to the lightoftruthcenter.org, and they can get involved.
Yeah.
And they support.
It just sounds so interesting.
Yeah, it is. It's a great program. Vail's been doing this for 16 years after she got clean, and going to some of the places to see other people. She just felt compelled to be of service. That has to be something that has to be given to you. It has to be something given to you to do. And she felt compelled to be of service. And then by seeing the other programs, I've seen some programs where you go in, they got 6 beds in a room, and it's just shabby. It's because a lot of people do it for money. You get money from the government, but not Vail. Vail does it from her heart. She still doesn't get paid, been doing it for 16 years. But I've seen lots of people who are doing things, and it just takes that type of time, because the longer it takes, the bigger it is when it comes. And this is why, I don't worry about the Life Is So Beautiful either, because the longer it takes, the bigger it is. This is why you don't worry about what you're doing either,
because the longer it takes, the bigger it's going to be when it shows up. And so this is what also the girls are taught, that, you know, your process is your process, and don't worry about how long it takes. You're welcome to stay here at the Light of Truth Center as long as you need to. Isn't that beautiful?
Oh, that is so good. And I'm glad it can be one-to-one.
Yes.
That means a lot, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. And I even say to people, you know, if you have people in your family who are addicted or something, you know, if you just give a little bit to a program that's serving women in addiction or serving men in addiction or serving anybody in addiction, if you just share something with that program, that's planting a seed for your loved one. That's planting a seed for somebody who you care for, you know?
Yes. That's so true.
Mm-hmm. That's the beauty of the life. It's so beautiful. And like I say, my life wouldn't be like it is, you know, if I hadn't had some people who love me.
It's good when you've
people
got support
around
you.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? It's good when you can have support around you to help you when you need it in them days when you first come off it and when you're going to rehab.
Bob, I say this all the time. Even now, in the work that I do, if I don't have support in the work that you do, you don't have support. And it's, you know, it's not about only addiction. It's about life. It's about living. It's about us supporting and helping each other. And this is something that, you know, through people being involved with a lot of technological things today, we're missing out on supporting and helping each other in hands-on ways. You know, I'm seeing everybody texting. I'm calling, they say, it's better to text me. Sometimes I just want to hear your voice.
Yes.
Sometimes I just want to see your face. I want to get a hug. I can't get a hug from a daggone text. Even if you say hugs, if you write hugs, that's cute. But, baby, when I get to hug you, it makes a big difference in my day. I think I heard a doctor say something like 12 hugs a day, or was it 16 hugs a day, cause anxiety and stress and everything to melt. And this is why when I meet people, I hug them. They be looking, trying to shake my hand. Get over here and give me a hug. The more hugs I get, the better off I am.
Well, yeah, but and after all that time, you must feel as though it's been a long time. You've come through a lot of different situations in your life. You've pulled through that. You've pulled through this. It's been a long process, but you're glad you did it. And what you're doing now will benefit other people when you can go in and talk to them.
Yes. And I'm here for the 21st when they're having this program where they give back to women when they have a big luncheon. That's May the 21st. And I know people can't fly around and come to this program, but it's a lot of women who are clean, and they have to count down from 5 years up until one day. And you should see that video. You should see the activity of it, of how the women all come together and hug on each other and love on each other and be happy for each other. That's not so much of the norm, even in our everyday lives, that we can be happy for each other. You know, you have to find the quality in yourself. And then once you find the quality in yourself, you can find it in someone else. And this is why the jealousy is so prevalent in the world, because people aren't happy with themselves, and then somebody else gets something and they get jealous. Well, you know, but if I find the quality and the happiness and the love inside myself, then when something's happening for you, I'm just as happy and excited about it as I can be. I heard you say last week, you said, yeah, put my house up, you know, and for sale, and I'm making some changes, and that's beautiful. I'm glad to know it. I was so happy when I heard that. I was like, hallelujah.
I love it, Vanda. Yeah, because I think sometimes you need a change in your life. You need to do something. You might need to move on.
Yes.
For another reason, I think... it might be something I've been fancy wanting to do for quite a while, is to move to another country.
Yes. Yes.
And start,
yes,
start a new life, start doing more,
yes,
medium work, doing,
yes,
other things, still do my radio show, no matter where I am in the world, I can still do it. But I think sometimes in your life, you've got to make that change, and hopefully,
mm-hmm,
when the time comes, I'll make the right move. And I think it'd be better,
right,
for me, better for my health, because,
mm-hmm,
I have problems with arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's a lot of people out there who'll say the same thing. When you've got pains in your legs, your feet, or wherever, as soon as you go to a warm climate, you feel a lot better.
Yes. When change,
you know,
is not,
like,
easy, Bob.
I like to go swimming in the sea.
Yes.
I love it. And then when I come out, I go and relax, lay down,
yes,
and get some heat on my legs, and I feel 10 times better.
Yes. Yes. You know, but change,
you know,
is not easy. We all know,
like
it.
You did a thing. You came from the States to Germany on your own.
27 years,
you know,
ago, isn't that deep?
Yeah, but that were a big decision in your life to do that.
Mm-hmm. And now, Spirit moved me back towards America.
Yes.
And I tell you, I was like, such culture shock. I was like, am I sure this is where I'm supposed to come back to? But yeah, because I have so much work to do, to share. You know, I've had,
yeah,
a big life in Europe.
Yes.
We have things
you
I can
have.
Share
You've
with
got
people.
Lots to do in America. Got lots of goals,
mm-hmm,
to do. And I think that's where your work's going to be.
Mm-hmm. My work is there. But when I first came back, you know, 3 weeks ago, I was like, oh, my goodness. Everybody rushing around, everything at the last minute. You know, I'm like, what? Nobody tells you the communication. I was like, what? Because the Germans wouldn't have it that way. You know, they like ordnance. The word ordnance means order. And they put that, instilled that in me. So when I got back here and everything was, you know, I tell you, my spirit fell for 3 days. I was like, what is this? You know, and then I realized, you're dealing with culture shock. You're not in Germany. You're in America, darling. Pump it up. Yeah.
Yes.
But I still believe,
yes,
that order is important. And I still believe that, you know, not stressing so much. And that's why the Americans are very much, much sicker than the people in Europe. Because they just stress. And then they put the stress on somebody else, the stress on somebody else. And then it's a big thing here about those who are in charge. It's a big thing here about, I've been noticing the control thing. I'm like, yeah, but, you know, I have something that I'd like to add to my own song, you know, and things like that. But I noticed, I've had a couple experiences of it, and I just got still and quiet. And I asked the Holy Spirit, what's going on? They said, well, you need to work on, if you're going to work with certain people again and again and again, you're going to have to sit down and talk. Let them know what works for you. You don't have to go back and start stressing your life because other people are doing it. And I was like, okay.
That's
just let them know.
You know,
I sent you my stuff a month ago or 6 weeks ago or whatever, and now everything's the last day. Where is it? You know, I was like, I spent it. Let me see if I can find it again. And then that puts the stress on me that I'm doing, having other things to do. I just believe you do unto others as you have them to do unto you. Believe me, if you came to Germany, I would be on time picking you up. You know, you wouldn't have to wait for me an hour and a half. So these are the things that are happening that I say, Fonda, be a part of the solution. Talk to people and let people know. This works better for me like this, and it works better for me like that. We can work together. I love you. But please, can you help me with this? Because other than that, I'll be stressed and sick too, you know, and we don't want that. So this is where it's coming to. America's changing, but there's still a lot that has to be done. There's been a lot of things going on in America. I keep America in prayer. I love America. It's my home. But I'm still having a bit of culture shock, you know?
Yes, I'm sure it is. I've just got a reply back from Lorraine. She wants me to try again to ring in. I'm just going to try again. Yes,
yeah, go right
ahead. I'm sure it is, Vanda. Right, here we go. Yes, but all that good work you've been doing as well, you know, over there, it's absolutely
yes.
brilliant.
It is. I'm thankful to have been, you know, chosen to do it. You know, but like I say,
yes.
been in Germany so long, I just got to get used to
been back here. I know. That's true. Right, I think I'm... Wait a minute. Dialing now.
Mm-hmm.
Failed.
Is she in?
She's answered my call. I'm just going to... I'll tell
mm-hmm.
you what I'll do. I'll just send her the number. 347-5-5-3-9-5-3-6-7. Right, I'll send her that. Yeah, and what's the centre like over there? Is it really big? And how many people does it house?
And how much what?
How big is the centre? And how many women
mm-hmm.
is it old?
Oh, there's two houses. I think out of two houses, they may be housing, I guess maybe 20 to 30 women. Because there's only two women to a room. So I think out of everything, they may be housing 20 to 30 women, you know. Like I said, some places I went, they had 4 and 6 beds in a room. I'm like, they, you know, treating people like that. But Vail Leonard doesn't do that. And this is where I can support her. This is where
right.
I can support her. And I'm glad to be here May 21st to tell the women my story and how I came through, help them to understand that this is a process. It's not over just because you are in that Light of Truth Center and you have a room there. It's not over. It is our responsibility to work on ourselves because, you know, Bob, it's hard to see yourself. It's hard to see yourself. It's hard
yes.
for me to completely see me. This is why I have to work at it every day. I have to monitor myself or have somebody, a friend of mine or something like Vail said to me, I'm like, you always slipping something in on somebody. You find a way to slip it in. You know, I was like, I know that about me, and that was cool that she picked that up. But the other side, I said to her, I find ways to slip it in on me, to tell me, you need to look at that. You know what I mean? When
oh,
I can see
oh,
it. So yeah.
yeah,
it's difficult for us to see ourselves, but once we embrace that and say, okay, this is an area I've got to do this. I've got to look at Vonda. You know, I've got to do some examining. You know, I've got to know little ways about myself that I don't want to change. Like, I don't really like languages. Well, you don't have to really like languages. And I don't really like languages. But if I had to live in Germany, I really need to speak that language fluently. Be honest with you, I don't. Because I'm in the music business. Everything was in English just about to deal with people. But still. You need to speak, so I speak enough, you know, my bank stuff, some of my letters, you know, things like that. But when it gets too heavy, I have somebody to help me with it. But if I was to live in Germany for the rest of my life, that would be number one criteria. Get the language.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
I was asking somebody something at the train station somewhere the other day when I was traveling, and the lady looked at me. She didn't even know what I was saying. She's from, I think, Mexican. She didn't know what I was saying. I said, you don't speak English, do you? She said, no. Nope. You know, so I didn't get an attitude with it because I know how it is. I know how it is. But if you're going to live somewhere, if they said to me tomorrow, Spirit said, go back to Germany and live there, I was like, okay, well, you know, I'm going to sit down and go to school for 6 months or a year, whatever time it take me to learn it. I don't have to be good at it, but I have to know I have to have it. These are little things that, you know, I know I can get lazy about, you know, and everything, and procrastinate and stuff. But I'm willing to say that to myself. That's the beauty. If you're willing to just say something to yourself, I have a tendency to do this, have a tendency to do that, I avoid, you know, learning this or something like that. And you don't have to be perfect, but find a way to learn some things. Now, if I had to learn German, I would say to somebody, put a German class in music form, and I'll be your best student.
I like it. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds a pound.
And so that's why the Life is So Beautiful. I'm getting ready to do a Life is So Beautiful campaign for children who are in crisis. A lot of children, you know, they learn more about, you know, about if you got a beat on something or sound. And sound heals. This is about you there. Bye. Da, 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 da. You know, and you hear that, and it has a feeling, energy to it. So sound heals, and that's why they have a lot of sound healing people out here now, and that's why my music is also inclusive as in sound healing. Because when I sing, people are being touched and people are being healed and things like that, but they have lots of sound healing. So for me, it would be good to work with those children who are in crisis, who others say they're basic, they're retarded, they're educable, whatever that thing is, can't learn, all that other stuff. Then I say, okay, let's put some stuff in sound form, and let's see what happens. I guarantee you. Sure, they'll get it. They'll get it. You see, everybody don't have to learn the same. That's why I say my addiction coming out, it don't have to be like yours. You know, we are individuals and we're different. But if you're going to label a child, you know, don't do it. Put the label on a jar. Mayonnaise, fine. Ketchup, fine. But do not label these children. They won't be able to go forward if you label them and put that in their mind and put that in their heart. So this is why
Yes. The
Life is So Beautiful is going to do, starting a campaign for children who are in crisis. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I know the Spirit gave it to me. I wrote it down, woke up in the middle of the night, put it on my dictaphone, got up the next day, heard it, and wrote it down. And so I'm going for the gusto one because it's not my idea. It's Spirit's idea. And that helps me to do what I have to do with it. It just helps me to do what I have to do. So this is where we are, Bob. And we all are making these changes, and we all are getting upgraded. Everybody, whether they act like it or not, is being upgraded in some way. Now, a lot of people are resisting, but a lot of people are also dying and leaving. You don't have to stay in this new, fresh energy. You will leave. But if you stay, it means you're saying, I'm willing.
Yes, that's a good thing as well, because I remember years ago when I used to go out drinking a lot, and somebody said to me, you're an alcoholic. I said, I'm not an alcoholic. I don't drink in the morning, but I could not stop in on the night time. I had to go out and have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, maybe 8 pints a night, 7 nights a week. I was going out looking for something what wasn't there. I broke up with a girlfriend, and you're just thinking, well, I'll go out and do this and do that, but you're looking for something what's not actually there.
That's right.
And you're making yourself poorly at the same time.
And Bob, you be out there turning it up. You be out there really getting down, aren't you?
I looked at myself in the mirror one night and I thought, look at state of you. You put weight on, your face was quite big, bloated, as I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And I think to myself, what are you doing with yourself? You know, it's strange, isn't it? But that's what happens. You don't know yourself until somebody tells you.
That's right.
It's true, isn't it? Until somebody told you what you've been doing.
That's right, Bob.
And I'm glad. What I did, I went home one night and didn't go out. And then next night I didn't go out, and then I stopped drinking.
That's right. You stopped drinking, that's right. I did the same thing, you know. Germany, you know, when I first got over there and stuff, you know, because they like to drink. You know, you sipping champagne and all that. I mean, you know, I wasn't, didn't get hooked or anything, but I was sipping and stuff. But then when I started doing more of my spiritual work, doing angel card readings and stuff like that, I realized I needed to be available to people. And if I needed to be available, you can't drink. And then somebody call you 4 or 5 hours later and say, oh, I'm going through a crisis and I need some support. So that's when I just completely stopped. I just, you know, I just completely just said, don't drink. And I don't. You know? So, you know, the more you get to knowing what you're here to do and stuff, the more you allow yourself to be available for that. And that's something that a lot of people, you know, aren't so clear on, you know, that
I
have to be responsible. I have to be responsible to people. I can't give you the wrong information because I'm not clear. You know, and the angels would say, don't do readings if you're not. Yeah, if you've been drinking, don't do readings. Tell you that, you know. And then they say at least 24 hours, but yeah,
you're
but for me, I was like.
Good.
And you're not doing the person you're serving any good.
No, you're not.
I told myself, I said, just stop it. You know? And I did. I just stopped it. Because the readings don't be clear. You got to be clear. You know, alcohol alters you, you know, just like eating a lot of food. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not trying to judge you. If you feel that you too much overweight, I kind of stand back a little bit. I'm just giving you my truth. I'm not trying to judge nobody. It's just my observation. My observation.
Yeah.
You weigh 300 pounds, you really can't. That's all. I'm not coming to you. Anybody else can come if they want, you know, but I'm not, you know. So I'm just saying to me, we have to, you know, we have to walk the talk. We can't talk. We have to walk. I mean, we could talk as long as we walk.
Yes, that's so true as well. But like you say, you learn yourself through what's happened in your life. And then if anybody comes to me and says, I've been drinking this and drinking that, I'll always say to them now, if you want to talk anytime, I will be here any time of the day. All you got to do is ring me. You can come, I'll meet you for a coffee or anything. To talk about things, I'll help anybody in life. It don't matter. It don't have to be alcohol. It can be anything in life. If they're going through a bad time, marriage, anything like that, drugs. I'm always there for anybody to talk to, and try and open
the
doors as I can.
Yeah, me too. You know, in fact, I'm glad that I called in today. You know, I'm glad I called in today. I didn't have a clue that, you know, something would go on with your show. I didn't have a clue. I just felt compelled to make sure that I called in. You know, as busy as I'm in here packing there as I'm talking to fly out of here to California for this conference, a Revelation conference that was Dr. Michael Beckwith and Ricky Beckwith. And I'm here and I'm doing this and doing, I'm multitasking while talking to you, but I know that the Spirit of the Lord had me to call in.
you're good at multitasking, Vanda.
Well, yeah, because I got quite a few planets of communication in Gemini. So that's why, you know, it's good, but I knew Spirit must have had me to call in to talk to you and to be able to talk about the Light of Truth Center, you know, and that you were on yesterday and give the people in Europe the information. Now the people in Europe getting the information, you know?
Yes.
And this
that's
is the beauty.
True, Vanda.
Yes, this is the beauty of what we all going through. I didn't have a clue that you would have somebody not showing up on your show today. But Spirit
well,
knew.
She was, I mean, I could not ring her for some unknown reason. But we're going to sort it out. I'm rescheduling her to do another show with her.
Is this the second time this happened with her?
No. It's never happened before.
Oh, that
must have
been the other lady. Yeah, there's another lady.
No, this one's, it's never happened with this lady. She's lovely as well.
Oh, okay.
No, she's been on the show before. For some reason, it wouldn't let me ring her tonight.
Okay.
Anyway, I've been on to Blog Talk Radio. They said this and that and so that. I said, oh, just forget it then. I'll sort it out with Lorraine. So I've left a message for her. I'm going to speak to her after the show tonight.
Yeah, you know, she'll get on again, but I don't know. She very much wanted people to know about the Light of Truth Center. So you could go to, people can go to thelightoftruthcenter.org, okay? Then go to thelightoftruthcenter.org. And if they want to get some information, maybe you got a family member who's in crisis, you know, if they want to get some information, they can get the information. Somebody will get in touch with them and will help them through their situation, you know, and everything. So if anybody needs www.lightoftruthcenter.org, you know, Vail Counsels, everybody's there. They got people working there and taking, you know, your emails and everything. So don't hesitate. You know, a lot
it's
of people
nice
want to be clean now.
Yes. It's a good place. It's a good job this place is like that to go.
Oh, yeah. But at least I can vouch for, you know, this system here. You know, I can vouch for it. I've been in it a while, and I can vouch for it. You know? So that's
where,
the beauty of it all.
Right. And where are you now in Maryland?
Huh?
Whereabouts are you in America now? Baltimore?
Oh, yeah. I'm in Baltimore, Maryland now. And,
right.
Yeah, got back from New York. I was in New York last week. In Baltimore,
right.
Maryland now. Then I go to California. Then I come back. And I'm looking at the Florida for about 4 or 5 days. It's rather hot there now, just waiting to see if it cools down. And then I'll, you know, just hang out in Baltimore, you know, for about another 3-4 weeks. And then I'll get back towards Germany and straighten out some things there. Then I'll come on back to America when it's time. You know, I'm not in charge.
When the time is right.
Right here.
I know you'll be back in America anyway.
Yeah. You know?
And I'm sure you will get lots of work in America.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm looking forward to, you know. And I'm praying that it's, you know, not going to be so much. But, you know, I'm not doing a lot of I'm doing more of the spiritual stuff now, you know. I'm not into the clubs. I mean, if somebody wants me for, you know, something like a gala or something like that, I can do that, but...
Yes.
You know, I'm more or less doing conferences and helping, you know, schools or something, talking to children, you know, just things like that that's coming and awakening us and putting us on the right track, you know?
Yes, you'd be good at going into schools to talk about the drug situation or any addiction. I'm sure you come across as a really good lady.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Yes. So this is what I'm, you know, this is what I'm thankful for. This is what I'm thankful for. I really am. That I want to, you know, do this. I want to be a part of it, you know. I'm thankful for that. Yeah.
Yeah, because in some states, it's a lot of, if kids get into it at an early age, it just ruins their life completely.
It does. But there's hope, and that's what we bring. We bring hope.
It is now.
You know, I can't say that I would...
Hope.
Yeah, but I can't say if I had to go back over again that I
I would choose differently because I know myself better than people who have never did a drug or nothing. I know myself better. I understand who I am as a soul. You know, I know more about my purpose. A lot of people mosey on through life. No, they don't have addictions, but they just mosey on through. They don't know who they are, you know, and they don't have any challenges and, you know, things like that. So this is the beauty of when you're going through something like this. It is for something greater than what you know, and this is why we say don't put yourself down, but
never
pull yourself up.
Correct.
You know? Yeah, don't put yourself down. Pull yourself up.
Trouble is, you know yourself, when you're feeling down and you've probably had a bad situation, like having an hangover, and you're feeling, oh, God, I feel rough today. I feel absolutely rubbish. You don't want to do nothing. You don't want to talk to anybody. And then all you're thinking is, I need to go for a drink now. You know, and you feel down and you're spending all your money. You're getting scared. Trying to borrow money to go for a drink. And if you smoke and because you haven't got a cigarette, you get agitated. And if you are living with somebody, they're taking the brunt of it because you haven't got money to buy some cigs, or you can't go out for a drink because you've got no money, so you get bad tempered. You know, I'm glad I'm not a smoker and I'm not a drinker no more. I am at a cig for...
Are you not?
16 years.
You not?
I don't smoke.
And you say you're not drinking anymore?
No, no, I don't drink, no. And if I do go for a drink, and if I go for a drink, I'll drink sociable.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Yeah, I just decided to, you know, just get it out my system, man. I did. It's been a while now, so it's all good, you know? It's all good.
But it's nice to talk about your experiences to other people, to let them know what you've gone through.
Yeah, because, you know, people look at me, look at the pictures and this, that, and other, and think, you know, oh, she's had a herky-derky life. Come on, let's not fool nobody. We ain't into that. We ain't into the fooling game. We into truth. You know, they say, his truth is marching on. So we into his truth is marching on.
I love it.
Yeah, Bob, well, I'm glad I was able to be with you today. I'm so glad. You know, but the Spirit of the Lord is just smart. I just didn't have a clue. You didn't, your guest would not
but,
be there. I didn't
that's
have
how
a clue.
Speak works sometimes, Vanda. Speak works in
that's how the
so many
works.
Strange ways.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they might say, ring so-and-so tonight, and I'll ring up and say, oh, I've been feeling too good. And I say, that's probably why Spirit told me to ring you.
Yeah, that's right. Spirit is in charge.
And you were told to ring in tonight, because
yes.
Otherwise I would have been on my own.
That's right. That's right. But at least we got a chance to talk about the Light of Truth Center and Veil Leonard, and everybody's going to help her and everything.
Yes.
And I'm thankful. Yeah, that's the blessings of
that's
God chasing us and overtaking us daily. That's the blessings of God chasing us down and overtaking us daily. That's the beauty of what we all are experiencing, you know? So I'm happy that I was able to be here with you today. I'm going to continue my packing, get that done, go to the gym, do my fitness, get back, finish packing, have dinner, Yes, I'm done, Bob. I'm done. But it was just nice to be with you today. Just very nice.
Thank you so much. Anyway, Vanda,
you're
a wonderful lady. And I hope
thank
you. I'm glad you're enjoying your trip.
Yes, I am.
You know, New York, California, Florida.
Yes. Yes.
And Baltimore. You know, you're having
yes.
a wonderful time. Helping and
yes,
talking
I am.
To lots of people. And
yes,
I'm
talking
sure
to people, loving
gone,
on people.
People
mm-hmm.
Are things. Vanda's here. Vanda will tell us Vandal shows the way.
Yeah. So I thank you. I'm going to run now and finish up my packing and get out of here and do my fitness and get back. Time be moving a little faster in America than in Europe. And sometimes I notice people don't even get a chance to stay at home and eat here. I'm like, oh, my God. We sit down in Germany and eat, and we'll sit and eat and talk for another hour after we eat. And here, everybody's dashing.
Anyway, Vanda, thank you so much for phoning in tonight. And we talked about, you know, lots of different things. And I'm sure people out there are listening to the show tonight will resonate with a lot of things like that, what's happened in their life and what addictions. It could be anything from drinking to drugs to any sorts of other things, what they've been addicted to. Smoking as well is addiction. Some people find that very hard to get off as well. Nicotine.
Yeah, it was harder for me than the drugs. It took another 9 months or so, you know, but I've been off since 1985. But, that was, oof. Boy, I tell you, I kept saying, I tried nicotine, but I'm going to tell you one thing that helped me was getting colonics. When I started getting colonics, it takes the nicotine out of your system, if anybody's listening. When I started getting colonics, it pulls the nicotine out of your system. Nicotine is in your bloodstream, it's in your psyche, it's in your cells, you know, it's in your colon, you know, and it just starts working on that and pulling that out, you know, and with that and a good cleansing tea of some kind, you know, you get it out of your system, because other than that, you're going to always be thinking about or smelling or wish you could puff on a cigarette.
That's true. And you smell it more now.
Oh, look, let me give everybody my information, Bob. Excuse me. My name is Vonda Guzman. And I am from the Life is So Beautiful. You can go to www.lifeissobeautiful.net and you can see the services that I offer. My music is on there. And also, Life is So Beautiful radio show every Tuesday, 3 p.m. Eastern. Bob is Wednesday, 3 p.m. Vonda is Tuesday, 3 p.m. Eastern. And just tune in. If you can't tune in, you can go to lifeissobeautiful.net. And you can get all of the archives and just go in and click them and listen to them. So thank you, Bob, for this opportunity to serve once again. And now I'm going to move it forward.
Thank you so much, Vanda. And I'll speak to you soon.
Talk to you soon. Love you.
Love you. Bye. My show this Friday, I've got Grant Cameron. He's from Winnipeg in Canada. We'll be talking about the disclosure that Hillary Clinton's on about talking about disclosure with UFOs. So we'll be talking about that on Friday night. It's 3 p.m. Eastern time. Anyway, thank you. Good night, everybody. Thank you for joining me.